Lee Roberts, Stavco Sports Radio with Carly Telford. Carly, commiserations on the result. How do you feel?
We're pretty good. I'm not going to lie, the change room's a quiet place at the minute. I think everyone's just reflecting. Everyone's just kind of gone to see friends and family. It's kind of mixed emotions as well. Obviously, you're playing in front of the record crowd, the stadium that you dreamed of as a kid. And you have to sometimes pinch yourself at the moments that we were, and we have done that and made a bit of history. But like you say, we wanted to make it a black and white day, and unfortunately for us today, it's a blue day.
What did it mean for yourself playing in front of 30,000 people? Was there one moment you just looked around and went, wow?
Yeah, I was saying to the guys at Radio 5, I probably shouldn't have been looking around, but you do take those moments when the game stops just to really take a breather and listen to the crowd and listen to people shouting your name and cheering you on, and it was fantastic. Like you say, if we can do this every single year, like it's going to be something. I think it'll get bigger every year, if I'm honest. Coming off the back of the World Cup, I think it was very successful. I think the guys who organised it did a very good job making sure there was bums on seats, but for us, like you say, we're very disappointed. Well done to Chelsea, as always. I think, like you say, they just had that little cutting edge, a bit more up front, threatened a bit more than what we did, and you could argue that they deserved to win it in the end.
Who do you think made the difference for Chelsea today?
For me, I think any got man of the match, but I think for me the most dangerous player on the pitch was Gemma Davison by far. I don't think many people got close to her. I felt that she worked hard getting back and she defended as much as she attacked. For me, if she's not in Mark's next setup, I'd be surprised. Don't know what she's been doing over the summer, but it looks like she's been working hard. So I'm real happy for her because she's a quality player and she deserves to be on the biggest stages. So for me, she was the most dangerous player.
I need to ask you about the goalkeeper situation. Obviously, you coming back from an injury, Notts County not allowed to sign a goalkeeper. What did you make of that?
It was a bit of a shock. I think, like you say, rules are rules and the FA didn't want to break them. I think you have to look at the kind of tournament that we play in, and it's not as like a usual tournament. You don't go semi-final, final. There was a big 2.5 month gap, which anything can happen. Players can leave, players can move. So it was a little bit different, but we had to deal with it. All right, I picked up an injury. It wasn't the end of the world. The aim was always going to be ready for this FA Cup final, and I think I was ready.
And it's back to Meadow Lane. Next up, Bristol Academy. Bristol not doing so well. Notts County are doing well. What's your hopes for that game?
Yeah, not doing well, but I think they've come off the back of two wins in the cup, so they've signed a few players. We're going to be no fools in terms of how they're going to come up, and they've got nothing to lose, so they're going to come up. Like you say, they'll be knowing that we'll be hurting a bit from today's game, but that's kind of another bit between the teeth for us, is to bounce back and how quickly we can do that. We've now got a league to compete for, a Continental Cup to compete for, which is at Nottingham, the final, so we've got lots of carrots dangled in front of us still. It's just disappointing. I think, like you say, if you'd said to me 12 months ago you're going to play at Wembley, I'd bit your hand off, but to be so close, it's just a little bit heartbreaking.
Well, commiserations on the result. Best of luck for the rest of the season. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.